Lawmakers review session highlights at McAllen Luncheon. Water, schools, taxes, and healthcare dominate discussion ahead of November ballot. By Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business, October 3, 2025 at the McAllen Legislative Wrap-Up Luncheon on October 3, state lawmakers and city leaders reviewed the 89th Texas Legislative Session, pointing to major action on water, education, tax relief, and healthcare. The event, hosted by the McAllen Chamber of Commerce and the McAllen Economic Development Corporation, drew a bipartisan panel of legislators. This past session delivered important results for business and for the community, said Elizabeth Suarez, president and CEO of the Chamber in EDC. From tax relief to investments in water, energy, and workforce, these are tangible improvements that will help us grow. City Manager Isaac Tawil credited the region's lawmakers and their staffs. The Valley's delegation in Austin is a force to be reckoned with, he said. You can't get legislation through either house without them. Water was a recurring theme. Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa, D District 20, called it a priority as Texas faces drought. We set a water fund, and we must expand infrastructure and find new water resources, he said. Senator Adam Hinojosa, R District 27, highlighted his bill creating public utility agencies to help cities pool resources and tackle flooding and long-term water supply. Representative Terry Canales, D District 40, warned the Valley depends on only 2 years of water when reservoirs are full and urged a permanent supply. Education sparked debate. Representative Ryan Guillen, R, said lawmakers approved about an $8.5 billion increase in funding for public schools, the largest ever. Canales noted it will mean teacher raises but argued the state still underfunds schools. Representative Sergio Munoz Jr., D District 36, opposed vouchers, citing unfair funding levels. Guillen defended them, arguing parents need choice. Canales called the program the largest transfer of wealth away from public schools. Tax relief measures will be on the November ballot. Senator Adam Hinojosa said voters will decide on raising the homestead exemption from $100,000 to $140,000, up to $200,000 for seniors, and on eliminating most small business property tax bills. This will be transformational for small businesses, he said. Healthcare also featured. Senator Juan Hinojosa promoted a proposed $3 billion Dementia Prevention Institute of Texas. This disease impacts all of us, he said. Senator Adam Hinojosa noted new price transparency requirements and expanded telehealth access. Canales urged Medicaid expansion, saying, healthcare shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a right. 17 statewide propositions are on the November ballot, including measures on property taxes, water funding, and dementia research. At the end of the day, it is the voters who select the people that represent them, said moderator Veronica Gonzalez of UTRGV. Please go out and vote in November. First name email.